Love Talk Radio.
Valentino.
Ivory Tower Project, and you're listening to KCEG Radio. Hey, thanks for listening.
Got no time.
long as I can stand, and I will never leave you. As long as I can lend a hand out, I will always keep on fighting. And I've been given the gift of I will always keep on marching, even after the dreams I have dreamed. All these thoughts I hear in my mind, all these things just keep us alive. All these dreams just keep us alive. Oh, wherever you are down, I can carry you. And every single day I marry you. And if you need it, here I catch your breath. And if you need it, love it, I'd say yes. All these thoughts I hear in my mind, and all these things just keep us alive. And all these dreams just keep us alive. Oh, whenever you are down, I carry you. And every single day I marry you. And if you need it, here I catch your breath. If you need it, love it, I'd say it. All these thoughts I hear in my mind, and all these things just keep us alive. I will never lie down, as long as I can stand, and I will never leave you, as long as I can lend a
life today, and I ain't too blind to see what it Unsigned artist, 24 hours a day.
In the sky, day against the fall.
We need a Holy Ghost revival.
Well, I get the feeling you don't believe in my love anymore.
We play unsigned artist, 24 hours a day, every day on KCG Radio.
This is Gemini, hoping you'll join me every Saturday night for the Country Roast Diner, the Indie Edition. Not sure what will be on the menu, but I guarantee I'll always be serving up a full helping of great country music by independent artists. So join me Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, right here on KCEG Radio.
Thank you. and die soon after sin. My candle burns and it burns at both ends. I live my life in wine and women.
You're listening, Mike.
From you, see the lonely mountain. cowboys on Forky. Flying with his frozen wing as I leave the scene. Never thought that he would bust my dream. The heartache going down my face, screaming in my mind. Cowboys are Forky. Cowboys are Forky.
But jeeps.
Cowboys are.
New super thrill coaster, a 10-story plunge
into a full mile of adrenaline rush, negative G, white knuckle, rip the skin off your face, fun! And
the following program is the property of KCEG Radio and cannot be reproduced or rebroadcast without the permission of KCEG Radio.
Coming to you live from Studio A in beautiful downtown North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, it's the Mike Leonard Show.
Well, you used it. Did you call Sheffield's? It might be on the dryer.
This is KCEG Radio, playing unsigned artists 24/7, and you are listening to the Mike Leonard Show. Now here's Mike with today's topic.
Well, tonight's topic is, what the heck is going on with American people and all this crazy stuff? Anybody, I mean, all these monuments, everything else, I don't know. I'm gonna let you guys tell me what you think, because I totally think this is going off the wall. But phone lines are open, so you're welcome to call us, 646-668-2389. We're going to start tonight off with Ellis and Gray with Best Love.
Doing business without advertising is just like winking at a girl. In the dark, advertise with us. KCEG.
Crazy stuff. Anybody, I mean, all these monuments, everything else, I don't know. I'm gonna let you guys tell me what you think, because I totally think this is going off the wall. Phone lines are open, so you're welcome to call us, 646-668-2389. We're going to start tonight off with Ellis and Gray with Best Love.
Doing this without advertising is.
When you started to care, you started to feel love. You know that she's still at your best. Cause the crush is always greener, and it's so much better. Shield your eyes, but I left my armor at the door. Couldn't move on without telling.
Vincent Gray, Best Love on KCG, and we have Biff, Benny Pittsinger. That's Ellison Gray, Best Love, and tonight's show is sponsored by Sirad. Thank you, Sirad. And here's Benny Pittsinger with The Aging Troubadour on KCG.
The young boy straps on his guitar and walks up to the mic. His friends out on the dance floor stare with envy in their eyes. He sounds a little shaky for the first few words or so, till he looks down at his girlfriend, her eyes are all aglow. The boys all clapped and whistled as the girls cried out for more. And in the gym that night, the boy became a budding troubadour. Some folks were born to stay at home, some meant to roam around. Some born to build tall buildings while others tear them down. Some make a lot of money, some destined to be poor. But no doubt that boy was born to be a singing troubadour. The bar was full of cowboys, all pounding back the beer. He wonders if they came to drink or if they came to hear. He didn't play much country, no, mostly rock and roll, with a few slow dances in the mix and just a little soul. But the crowd all seemed to like him, especially all the girls. He courted them with every song, the handsome troubadour. Some folks were born to sail the sea, some meant to till the land. Some people don't do anything, most do the best they can. Some work in fancy offices while others toil outdoors. But that young man was born to be a singing troubadour. Younger, and the nights are oh so long. The young ones don't remember even half the old man's songs. Some stay and listen for a while, some walk back out the door. But he just keeps right on playing like he's always done before. His back is tired, his voice is gone, his fingers getting sore. But he just keeps right on playing the old aging troubadour. The night is finally over, and the crowd heads for the door. He's taking down the speakers and rolling up the cords. Some strangers walk up to him, say how much they love the show. It's been, he's glad that he was born a singing troubadour. Yes, I am glad I was born to be a singing troubadour.
That's Betty Pittsinger, the aging troubadour on KCG. Phone lines are open. I'm sure somebody's got something to say over this. This is totally ridiculous, what's going on the news right now. And I hope somebody's going to have something to say about it, because I know I'm thankful that in North Dakota, they just passed it this month, or actually the bill went in effect, just a few, like a week ago. But now anybody with a North Dakota license is actually allowed to carry a concealed weapon. So I'm kind of looking at it like this, that you come charging at us with one of your vehicles, you better hope you're faster than my bullet is, because I'm not going to get into that, but it's pretty, pretty crazy. Well, right now we're gonna let you hear what's coming up in the next hour, and Andrew Beldy, Hey Hayes, coming up next.
Here's some of the music you're going to hear in the next hour on KCG Radio, the home of indie music.
Hey, this is Frank Polangi here. You're listening to KCEG Radio. Thank you guys very much for supporting indie rock, and hope you guys have a great day. Rock on.
Yeah, it's your boy Hero, and you're now listening to KCEG Radio live. Feed gang. Hi, I'm singer Sarita Bannell, and you are listening to KCEG Radio, the home of the indie artists.
This is Ronnie Gillen with Ridiculous Tricks, and we're rocking right here on KCEG Radio. You better get to some. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, KCEG Radio listeners. This is Daniel Jones from Hawaii's Seventh Order. Enjoying some KCEG Radio online. Rock on, aloha, and best wishes from the Big Island.
Hi, Mike at KCEG Radio. This is country artist Rob Manns from Canada. Just want to say you're doing a great job and want to wish everyone a great day. Cheers.
Hi, this is Brian Iannucci. You're listening to KCEG Radio, your home for independent artists.
Hi, this is Mark Lagula
and Tony Navarro.
We're from the Group Ivory Tower Project, and you're listening to KCEG Radio. Hey, thanks for listening.
Lost in the world, nobody but us. Spend my night, leaving my teeth
behind. Mike, this is Gene Cabin from Gene Cabin, the Secret of Fire Society. I just leaving the message. I saw your message over Twitter. I will try to reach you later, or I'll send you a message over the Twitter in order to coordinate time when is the best time to get in touch with you. Have a great day. Bye.
Doing business without advertising is just like winking at a girl in the dark. Advertise with us. KCEG Radio. We lead, the rest follow.
Andrew Beldy, and here's Lost Generation on KCG. You're not going to get kicked off, JC. Ha ha. Bad News, Lost Generation on KCG. Wow. I guess I was looking at the KCG Hillbilly live chat there, and I see the Hillbillies are out there, but I don't think they'll call us. But the reason the voting's not working, I'm going to have to do a manual one, I think, because for some reason, for the last 2 months, and we pay for this every year, you know, it's annually we pay. And for the last 2 months, all I'm getting, most of them, is KCG logo for all the artwork. So their competitor, which I use also, I thought, well, what the heck? I don't have the voting on it, but if I can talk them guys somehow into doing the voting, getting the voting on there, I'll certainly go to them instead. But I'm using them because actually the artwork pops up. They got it working, not the greatest, but they have it working where you can actually see what's going on. So the voting's not working right now. Not sure what's going to happen with the top 30 countdown until we get something figured out, get some voting system set up. But that's what it is, and we'll figure it out. But I had 259 pages of nothing but KCG logo images, and that's like, I think it's 50 pictures on each page, so I just told them just to remove it, and I just actually right now not even posting it on the streamer. It's not even streaming on it. I took the stream off of it, so it won't draw and fill up again until they decide to fix it. So other than that, you're welcome to call 646-668-2389 to let us know what you think. Do you think it's good to pull down all these monuments and And First Amendment, I guess, I don't know. To me, I think it's stupid. Here's Jennifer Milot with I Can Count on You on KCG.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Mike Leonard on the Mike Leonard Show tonight, and it looks like everybody's pretty okay with what's going on in the world, but wow, I'll tell you what. I don't know. I guess the old saying, as long as there's man, there's always going to be war. I guess that's true, but give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking about what's going on here. I know. I see it sitting on the chat room. I can't really watch everything. It's four screens right now. It's pretty wild, but well, we're going to get back to this guy. He's Gary Nelson, and he's actually, he told me the other day, he was like, he was getting upset a little bit and saying, you know, this song that we're going to play now, Nothing at All, he goes, it never plays. And I told him, I said, well, that's because you got like probably close to 20 songs in our rotation, and you know, it's going to play one or all 20 before it repeats, or it should, except the one you push. So he said, well, just take those off and just keep those two. So that's what we did. So right now we're going to play one by Gary Nelson, and it's called Nothing at All on KCG.
She said it was nothing, just rumors, that's all. Then I saw your message, you texted.
Conrad, you want to talk on the radio tonight? With Every Little Lie on KC. Yeah, 23 minutes and 22 minutes left. Valdez with Every Little Lie. That's from his debut album back in about 2010. You believe that? He's still up active right now in Minnesota. He goes to Wisconsin. I think he does the Tomahawk bike rally, and there he's all over the place. But okay, well, I'm seeing stuff on the chat. I think these guys are just bickering. I think they want to pull down the Grant statue, don't they? Or is that what it looks like? And we got a request for The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and this is by Old Southerner. Never heard of it. So, well, I'm just going to let everybody know, with the internet stuff, we've had a lot of issues with them, especially the past week, with, you know, not very reliable. They kick on and then kick off and reset, and I mean, it's been a nightmare. And a lot of businesses out here in the town in Garrison where we're at is having issues with them. So my wife and I were actually decided we're going to try to move in a more populated area where we can actually get somebody with internet. Say it's reservation telephone company, and I guess they're the only ones that can have it out here, or you can only get it here from them. So we're thinking about in the next month or two, we're going to try to relocate and get more populated area where we can actually do live remotes and do a lot more on the station. So we'll see what happens, but that's what our plans are, where we can actually choose who we want for internet, and if they're not very good, like this one, then we have a we can leave them. So, okay, well, right now we're going to play Joe Varvari with The Jungle Room on KCG.
Make my way in through the door, take a left, go past the kitchen. The sweet smell of country cooking, laughter fills the air. There's atmosphere, man, it's really buzzing. Down in the jungle room,
With the Jungle Room. You know, yesterday was 40 years that Elvis passed away, and he's still bigger than life today. And we're gonna do something. We're going to try to set something up this weekend for Elvis, probably on Saturday. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. But there's so much going on yesterday with all the Elvis stuff, we figured it'd just be a kind of waste of time to put it on for yesterday, but we will get it aired sometime this weekend. Right now, we're going to play one that you probably haven't heard for a while by B.K. Gray. It's One Shot at a Time. And that's kind of a good one for what's going on out here right now. At least One Shot at a Time. On KCEG. Said service, where has the time gone? Well, I'm thinking the same thing about this hour. You know what? Tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, but I kind of look at it this way. For all the nobody really gets nothing, no consequences for what they're doing. So what would happen if, let's say, we set up, we set it up where, let's say, I commit a crime and I kill 75 people. Would it be all that wrong for you guys or American people say, hey, we're going to kill that many people in your family and relatives and parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts? You think that would change or not? Well, let us know. We got about 5 minutes left on the phones, and we're going to play Rick Pisano with Don't Do the Crime, If You Can't Do the Time.
I'm gonna live my